Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Hi, this is Dr. Andy Barlow with the Chiropractic Physician Center of Tupelo and author of the number one best-selling book, The Codebreaker. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Then call my office at 662-844-1414 and order my new book, The Codebreaker.
You're listening to the Rebel Report podcast, where it's all Ole Miss all the time. Here's your host, Michael Borky.
Football is back for the last time. Welcome in, everybody. Glad to see you on this Thursday night. Yes, Chiefs Ravens just started. When we hang up, I will go straight to the couch to watch that one as well. But in the meantime, we've got a game week that we've got to preview, a game weekend, a game day, something or other to preview together. Ole Miss, Middle Tennessee, what? Just like last week, this is one of those games where it's like previewing the opponent, not so much. But what we can do is more talk about the things that I think that we need to see if they are going to continue to affirm what we think about them. Is that the right way to put it? That's a very bad teaser. You can't put that in a headline because nobody that won't grab anybody. But that's kind of what we're doing tonight. Again, welcome in. My name is Michael Borky. Glad that you guys are with me on this football Thursday. A little programming note. So the post-game live stream. So after the game, post-game live stream will now be streamed on SuperTalk's YouTube channel. So Hey Dad does his there. And just for SuperTalk purposes, it makes more sense for both of ours to be in the same place, just the post game. So just the post game live will be on the Super Talk channel. You will still get content here on Saturday after the game as well, but the post game live will be there. I'll share the link online, and then we'll be back again. You'll get post game content on here, and also the Sunday live will be just as scheduled. So that is that's a little bit of a change. It makes more sense from, you know, the Super Talk perspective to have the post game shows air in the same place instead of one being there and one being here. We're just putting them both in the same place. So I'll share the link on Saturday, but again, you will get post game content here as well. And this edition and every edition of this very podcast is brought to you by the Gregory Law Firm. We all know that in life, injuries are unavoidable. It happens from time to time. It very well could happen on the field tonight, but in your life, in the real world, we hope it doesn't happen, but sometimes it does. If you've been personally injured, or you may have a small business situation where you need some legal advice, then the Gregory Law Firm is the place to do it. DJ Gregory, the Gregory Law Firm, has got you covered for all of your personal injuries, small business, or contract disputes. 662-397-9799 is the phone number. 662-397-9799. Don't delay. Call DJ today, the Gregory Law Firm in Saltillo, Mississippi. So again, opponent preview, still not ready to do that yet. The spread, I mean, Ole Miss is a six score favorite. So really, like, breaking down Middle Tennessee would be a mistake because none of the radio audience has given a crap, frankly, to put it accurately. And like, none of my friends care. It breaking down Middle Tennessee would be a mistake. It's a big spread for a reason. But here's a handful of things that I'm watching for that you should look for in the game tomorrow, aside from the beautiful weather that apparently you're going to get for the second game in September. I mean, September 7th in Mississippi, and I'll pull it up right now just to make sure. I hope it hasn't changed for you guys since the last time I looked. High of 81, low of 63. Just an absolutely perfect day for football. But a few things that I'm watching for. Health is the free space. Get out of there as healthy as you possibly can. So we'll just move on from that because that's the obvious. The first thing that I'm watching for is coverage busts in the secondary. We talked about it after the Furman game. Furman had very little success, but the success they did have came from what felt like mental mistakes in the back end of the defense. Like, they didn't get beaten one-on-ones. There was a couple of long passes for Furman that were quite simply a player was uncovered. Is that more cleaned up this week? Do they have any of those coverage busts? Is Middle Tennessee able to scheme their way into having uncovered wide open receivers? And if so, how often does that happen? Is that going to be a recurring issue with Ole Miss, or was that just a first game, new players, and so on? That's something that I'm watching very closely in this game, is that right there. Number two, the run game. Now, Brandon and I have talked about this a lot. I think it's especially clear that there is going to be a concerted effort to get Jackson Dart some numbers. I think that's pretty obvious at this point. And they're going to continue to do that. But when they do run, it needs to look better, right? It needs to be – look, and it's so hard to judge last week because they spread the carries out so much and they still ran for a billion yards, but it was Furman after all. But I do want to see the running game look a little bit crisper than it did a week ago. And while the Matt Jones story is great, I want to see more explosive production from the guys that you expect to take snaps against the better opponents that they play, Kentucky, LSU, et cetera. So, again, I think they're going to open up the pass game a lot. I think you're going to see them air it out to build up some numbers for a handful of reasons at this point. But when they run the football, is it explosive? Is it more effective than it looked like it was a week ago? So health, coverage breakdowns in the secondary, running the football a little bit better. And then what I was really impressed with Ole Miss last week was that they were able to get up and stay up for an opponent like Furman. It was, they came out sharp and they executed, and they did that through four quarters. They did it despite the score being what it was, and they did it despite personnel. I mean, they played twos and threes and some fours in that game, and the execution level didn't change. And, you know, I'm watching for that again. Can somebody like a Cam Franklin that we talked about last week, guys like that, you know, maybe going into it, you didn't expect to have as big of roles on this team as they will, like, in the future. Do they look like that again? And can they continue to show that they deserve snaps again when it's Kentucky, when you're in Baton Rouge? Those kind of things. So the young guys, the players of the future, I'm watching to see if they can continue to execute the way they did last week and prove that maybe that, you know, they're usable when competition level increases. So those are the things I'm watching for. It's not much. It's just stay healthy, execute, win the game, play a lot of guys. And especially in this era, I think it's really important to play as many players in games like this as you possibly can, you know, and some people don't like this and they roll their eyes at this, but you got to keep people happy. You've got to keep a lot of these young players that, that you have, you have to keep a lot of them happy, because while there are a handful of especially defensive players for Ole Miss that, you know, aren't going to have big roles on this team, they will in 2025, and you want to make sure that, you know, you can play them as much as comfortably possible to keep them happy so they don't consider entering the transfer portal. So, I mean, I think that's important here, is to get out to an early lead so you can play a lot of guys. Also, watching the wide receiver position as well, you had that late addition transfer from Utah State who played some, but can he, you know, be effective? Can Aiden Williams be effective? That's another thing that I'm watching for as well. There's a bonus for you, but that's about it in a game like this. Just get out there, execute, win, play a lot of guys, move on. It's Middle Tennessee. The price of poker goes up 3 weeks from now. So just kind of do your thing and move on. Because, look, I mean, Missouri kind of messed around with Middle Tennessee last year. You saw Oregon kind of screw around with Idaho. You saw NC State screw around with Western Carolina. The other team does have coaches and players, too. And, you know, if you don't execute right away, maybe you, you know, they'll hang around for a little while, as you've seen elsewhere in college football. And this Middle Tennessee team did that with Missouri, a good Missouri team, just a year ago. So that can happen. It seems unlikely. And so get in, get out, take care of business, and just move on. This podcast is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online at absms.com. Advantage Business Systems has you covered for all of your Mississippi office technology needs. Tell them I sent you. You'll get a complimentary office technology assessment. You tell them what you need and what your budget is, and they will find a solution for you on me. Advantage Business Systems, absms.com. The podcast is also brought to you in part by Priority One Bank. Let them make you their priority like they make me their priority every single time I go in. There are 16 locations here in Mississippi, so there's very likely to be one near you. So just bank with me at Priority One Bank. All right, to the messages we go. This might be a bit of a shorter one tonight because the aforementioned football game. I mean, it's the start of the NFL season. It's Chiefs and it's Ravens and Arrowhead, and the score is tied, and it looks like a lot of fun. So we'll get through your messages, and we will get on out of here. Not really much to preview for MTSU. Biggest question will be if Ole Miss decides to score 60+. We'll be curious if Jordan Watkins plays. So, I am too. My thing with that is he doesn't have to. And so unless you are completely and totally 100% sure that the hamstring is healed up and he's good to go, do you have to play him this week? Give him another game off. Get his feet wet at Wake Forest and against Georgia Southern before you need him, before you really need him against Kentucky. And they're obviously going to approach it that way, right? It's not like they're going to force him back, but that would be the only way if I were in their position, and I think that this is how they're going to approach it. The only way that Jordan Watkins plays is if there's absolutely no lingering anything. He will not re-injure that hamstring. He is good to go. Fine. But if he can benefit from another week, give him another week. Would like to see more of a run game this weekend. Yes. And maybe not right away because the aforementioned getting numbers up for Jackson. But when they do run, it didn't look bad last week. It just didn't look sharp. And I know they've got some injuries on the offensive line that they're working through, but it needs to look sharper for sure. Won't be able to watch any post game this year, being at the games except Wake. Well, yeah, that's really cool for you though, man. You will not regret getting the opportunity to do all of that. In hindsight, I wish I'd have gone to more. And I traveled a good bit when I was in college. I went and saw a lot of places. And I'm glad that I did that. My regret is I didn't do it more. I didn't go everywhere. So you'll enjoy that, even though, unfortunately, I won't have you here in the postgame, but that's okay. Hammer the over and lay all the points. Hammer the over and lay all the points. I think you're onto something there. Not trying to beat your chest, but you broke that Quinshon news 2 days before it broke. You hear a lot here by Ohio State. You love your Rebels, and you would love an Ohio State-Ole Miss playoff game. Let's go, Rebels. Yeah, I saw what he said about, and frankly, I understand why Ole Miss fans reacted to that the way they did. I understand. I mean, he was taking a shot at Ole Miss, and Ole Miss was the school that recruited him the hardest when he was an underrated, underappreciated recruit. And they paid him a lot of money while he was at Ole Miss, and they offered. What happened to me? I'm back. Okay. Frankly, I don't think what he said was that bad. I really don't. I mean, it's not like he was telling a lie. The thing that I would say is that is a pretty good indicator of, you know how in a breakup, he is still spending his time taking shots at Ole Miss while at Ohio State. why, if it's so much better there, are you still thinking about Ole Miss? Would be like the only thing that I would say. But I didn't think it was that bad. I just, if I were you guys, I would just ignore it. I mean, who cares? He's gone. You could already see some of that attitude in the Akron game of all things. And he's a good back, a great back. But, you know, it's, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. I would just ignore it if I were you. Just like you should ignore all the Florida stuff. Just don't even worry about it. It's not important. It does not matter. He can take his, you know, if he wants to take shots at Ole Miss when they're subtle like that, then so be it. Just, you know, enjoy what you have, because what you have is not, you know, the rest. You have very little thoughts on this game. So what about the uniforms? Personally, you'd save these for at LSU. Powder red gray is a fantastic combo. I'm with you. I agree. I think that combination should be reserved for, LSU. I mean, what an absolutely beautiful uniform matchup that would have been. But I'm curious now what they're going to wear at LSU. Are they going to do powder red white, or like that, the white helmet with the powder accents now with powder top and white pants, I guess? I don't know. Check out what the weather is supposed to be in Starkville. Quite a difference. Well, they're not at home this weekend, though. But I'll look anyway. Saturday, 84 and sunny. That's not too bad. But, yeah, they're playing. They'll be in Tempe, where the high on Saturday is 108. Ooh. That's going to be a tough game, though. I'm really impressed with Dillingham. I every time he talks, the more he talks, the more I come away impressed with him. They've got their hands full. They definitely have their hands full. If anyone wonders what was correct and incorrect about the Judkins exit at Ole Miss, the fact that he keeps taking shots at Ole Miss should tell you a lot. Yeah. Yep. It should. There are still people that don't believe things about his exit at Ole Miss, and that's fine. They don't have to, but anyway. You don't believe Lane is trying to get him numbers like that? If so, you would think Lane would have kept Dart in longer. There is a point where you could cross a line. I mean, when you get 500, when you get 400 yards passing and 5 touchdown passes by the half, you don't need to continue to play him. That would have been reckless. So there is a balance, but maybe he'll prove me wrong this week. But if they come out and throwing the ball around a lot in the first half, I think that they are kind of juicing the numbers a little bit. Because if you think you have a Heisman quarterback, you probably should. You probably should. And also, that's their strength, though. I know Kiffin's teams run the football a lot, and this one will as well, but their strength is the pass game. Their strength is Dart and Harris and Watkins and Wells and Priestcorn, and now Daquan Wright's in the mix and Caden Lee is in the mix. That's their strength. That is their best opportunity to beat teams, I think, is letting Jackson throw the football to that abundance of weapons. So I think there's probably some truth to all of it. We got to know the stakes before we start the bet. Here's the thing, though. I agree with you, though. So I think I'm going to lose here automatically. You take Ole Miss minus 42, should go over as well, expecting a 59-7 type game. I am as well. Dart will probably throw for 350 in the first half again. If I were Lane and let him pad the stats in the first half, I would too. I actually disagree with you here. If it's 42-7 at the half, Dart will play the third quarter. If he does, it might be like the first series and move on. I really think that they are going to try their hardest to play as many guys as possible. And I would expect, if they're able to get up like that, to see more of Walker Howard than you saw last week as well. Ole Miss over under 41.5 first half points. Ooh, that's a good one. That's a really good one. Let So what does SBTGS stand for? Somebody told me and I forgot. It's, I think the last three words are to get some, right? But I don't know for sure. You don't see Ole Miss giving up a touchdown, maybe a field goal. The defense will continue to get better. You'll check out a little of Wake Virginia. I will too on Saturday. What do we expect that line to open up at? You're going to guess Ole Miss minus 20 and a half. I would go like 24, 25, maybe even higher. Maybe even higher. Longtime listener to the podcast, radio show. Thank you, William. Glad to finally catch you live. Anyways, enjoy listening, heading to and from work. Thanks, William. We appreciate you, man. We really do. It's just Hey Dad Night tomorrow, so you know we're going to have some fun. We are going to have some fun. And we're going to do our two questions thing again. I'm not going to do it with Middle Tennessee. When the opponents get better, I will do that on here with you guys as well. Who comes out to play if Dart can sit? Austin Simmons. Lane Kiffin confirmed last week that he's QB2. There's I am surprised because I spent the summer saying that I don't think that we're going to get an indication, but we did. Shows how much I know. I am wronger than you guys. Hope they don't wear the white, red, white at LSU. I hope so too. They wore it there last time, right? And it was kind of ugly. One of your least favorite combos, and they got worked in Death Valley wearing it. I should have read on. Yes. Any chance we see two real tree helmet games? Or are they moving on from the first one to the 2.0? I think they're moving on. I think it's just going to be one. Stand by to get some. That's what it is. That's what it is. Another reason to air it out early is that it establishes narrative and helps the run game in conference play. And the thing is, you know, for my untrained eye, and a more of a football expert would be able to give you a better indication of if what I'm seeing is accurate. But against Furman, they didn't do anything, you know, unique. They just kind of did their basic stuff and just were able to get guys open because they're – it's Furman, and also they're really, really good there. So, you know, airing it out for them is not like showing something that is not very clearly already on tape. It's just so difficult to try to scheme and stop what they're able to do. And so when you show that you're that effective throwing the football and then, you know, come back and are able to scheme the run game the way that they do, it's a tough offense to stop. I mean, don't they lead the United States of America in average yards per game since 2020, since Kiffin took over? I think so. I think that is accurate. So it's just been that tough to watch for a reason, or tough to stop for a reason. Any thoughts on the other conference games this week? Hearing a lot of Arkansas confidence. Yeah, I guess beating up on Pine Bluff provides you some confidence. That's an interesting game, though. I mean, I'm paying very close attention to that one. I think that Arkansas is going to kind of get punched in the mouth here and get reality checked by Oklahoma State. Very curious about Kentucky and South Carolina for obvious reasons. I mean, you know, Ole Miss plays both of them in the kind of near future. So getting a good look there. South Carolina looked pathetic, as you guys know, in their season opener. I was not impressed in any way, shape, or form, and I haven't been for the entirety of Shane Beamer's time there. I think that they have been middling to mediocre since he's been there, and they're kind of proving it. Spencer Rattler covered up issues, and they've got a lot of them. I don't think we can learn a whole lot from Kentucky. Southern Miss is, I mean, they were a 3-win G5 team a year ago. Quarterback turned it over on each of the first two possessions. It's, you know, it's hard to tell. And it was a rain-shortened game. They played well, but I think we're going to get a much better idea of what Kentucky is this weekend. Very curious about Texas-Michigan. I think Michigan's got a lot of good athletes on the defensive side of the ball that can probably stack up with Michigan. I wouldn't be surprised if that game is really low-scoring. And I know that you think Sark and Ewers and offense, but I think that you might have like a slow burn, kind of like what you had in College Station with Notre Dame. So I think this week is the beginning of the end for Shane Beamer. Pine Bluff is the second worst team in the FCS. Didn't they give Valley their only win last year? I think that's accurate. Pass to set up the run. You believe it was Lavelle Edwards that started that at BYU. That's going to happen a lot this year at Ole Miss too, I think. Scale from 1 to 10, how scared should you be that Lane Kiffin isn't the head coach next year? 1 right now. There's no reason to think anything other than that. 1. Don't worry about it. There's no reason to think anything about it. Regardless of what Florida Twitter says, that there's absolutely no reason at the present to even be thinking about that. Just like the Size Matters shirts, it's just them saying that they will kick the opponents. Yeah. It's just like Kiffin saying, get your popcorn ready. Although that backfired. That backfired pretty bad. Cal Auburn feels like a game where Freeze lays an egg. He's good for one of those a year. This would be an interesting one. Arkansas would be one. Vanderbilt would be one. I mean, it's not a joke. He truly is good for one of those a year. So Tennessee will handle NC State. You're high on Nico. I'm confused at the line, though. It's only a touchdown line. Why? Why is it only a touchdown line? I hope that's a fun game. For some reason, I like NC State. I just do. I don't understand it. I enjoyed my time in Raleigh. That's part of it. I have a soft spot for the campus and the people there. I had a really good time in the weekend that I spent up there. I mean, I just loved it. Had a good host, which makes your weekend so great, right? It's like I had a hell of a time at Auburn. I had a great time at Auburn because I had a really good host that week. And other people don't enjoy Auburn the way I did because I had, I was with a really fun person. Same thing with NC State. I had a blast. I think that they will fit right in the SEC if that day ever comes. It's a cool place. I enjoyed it. If Kiffin is coaching Florida next year, it will be Tampa Bay. Yeah, like I said on the last one, I think Billy Napier is more likely to be on Lane Kiffin's staff as an analyst next year than Lane Kiffin is to be the head coach at Florida next year. Because it's not just about what job is slightly better anymore. It's not about that. And I don't know how anybody can pay attention to what has been going on at Florida for the last few years and think that that is just a Billy Napier problem. There's a lot of issues there. And it's not just Napier. That's why they keep churning coaches. That's why they keep churning them. It's more than just Napier. So, but whatever. I told you guys we weren't going to talk about that much, and here we are talking about it again. What would Ole Miss bump his pay up to? Whatever it takes. But you don't got to worry about that right now. No reason to. But I'm going to head out and watch some football. You guys enjoy your weekend. Thank you so much for tuning in and being a part, as always. Again, the post game will be live on Super Talk's YouTube channel. Because Hey Dad does his there as well. It just makes sense to combine them, like I said before. But there will be post-game content on here as well. So subscribe to the podcast. You'll get post-game there, but you will also get post-game here and on Super Talks YouTube. I'm going to be busy on Saturdays moving forward. But so what? This is fun. So I couldn't care less. See you guys on Saturday. And enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the game. Be safe. And I'll talk to you after. And I'll talk to you Sunday.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.